All righty, thank you. And one of the, I guess, annual rites of passage, almost, is Labor Day happens, and then there's a week, and then it's Big Iron. But in that week in between, always on a Thursday, it's the Peterson Farm Seed Groundbreaker Field Days. And out there, just making sure all the tables are in the right spot and all the soybean leaves are polished, agronomist Adam Spellhog is out there. Did you use a little pledge on all the soybean and corn leaves to make them look good?
Yeah, I signed them up. I think the rain did that for us the other night. So yeah. Kind of looking at where can I go tomorrow? Where can we show people that's not going to be too muddy or too wet? And what trailer can we get through that area? So that's kind of been a good drying day today. So hopefully that's helping out.
Wonderful. Yeah, we have had a little bit of moisture here, but tomorrow looks like absolutely incredible. Like, my goodness, 75 to 78 degrees tomorrow and sunny and not windy.
We need about three more weeks of that, right?
So well, I guess.
I put my order in a while ago. It looks like it's being filled for tomorrow, so that looks like a great day.
Well, if you're going to schedule a groundbreaker field day on Thursday after Labor Day, and of course, Julie does this a year in advance, she might as well schedule it on a nice day.
That's right. You bet. No, I think it's going to be a pretty good day. With the rain, I'm guessing there's guys trying to finish up wheat, but I'm guessing ground might be a little wet for that. I know it's just pre-lift going on in the sugar beets, but I think it's hopefully everybody's got a good little break in time. They can come on out and learn some agronomic information if they're not able to get out in the field.
What are some of the highlights you have there tomorrow, Adam?
Yeah, so we've got kind of a new different speaker lineup this year with Ken Ferry from Farm Journal. Actually, he and I were just out in the plots kind of looking at the area he's going to be speaking in, so we're kind of going through some different corn hybrids and plant architecture and kind of ear flex and how that kind of all looks. So that's going to be a good discussion. We got Paul Yassa from Nebraska Lincoln, good speaker. He was up here this spring in one kind of a smaller meeting, but hit some guys, really had some good take-home information from them on how to really get your planters set up. And that was an issue we saw this spring with the tougher conditions we had to go through. So that planter setup is really critical. And he's probably more minimum no-till driven, but really all those things can apply if you're a conventional till farmer as well. So that's going to be some other good information to share. And then Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy is going to be here sharing a lot of his agronomic insights as well.
Now, just as an aside, I guess, the McGillicuddy and Karen are not here this year, correct?
Right. Nope, they're not here. I talked to John earlier, and he's like, I was surprised you guys hung on to us this long. So I still got a good working relation with John. He's got some clients up here now that he's working with in a group. So he gets up this way yet. I visit with him quite a bit, and Karen too, but just kind of changed it up a little bit this year. But I wouldn't doubt in a couple of years we'll have them back, share some more of their information.
For sure, because he's a wealth of information, as is Karen Corrigan too. So
you bet.
All good. All right, and of course, you always have a fantastic meal, and food brings farmers out to the event, if nothing else.
Yep. No, we've had a pretty good catering group we've been working with the last 4 or 5 years, so I'm going to be out again. I forget what's exactly on the schedule, but I know it's going to be a good one. So we'll have a meal from, 11 to 1 o'clock-ish, somewhere in there, but we'll get you fed. It runs from 10:30 to 3, so a lot, come in whenever, but I think it's be a full day of information, so I'd come on out early and plan to spend the day at 3 o'clock.
It's as much of a learning event as it is a social event. It's always a good time. Peterson Farm Seed Groundbreaker Field Days, and if people have any questions on how do I get my soybeans to maturity or corn crop, you'll be there too, right?
Yeah, right. No, we'll be sharing some of the agronomic plots we do in our oleum spent trials. I'll be sharing some of that information. On population planning depths, a lot of that agronomic studies we've been doing a while, but that has been the question of the last couple of weeks on what's going to happen here in maturity.
Right on. Okay. Well, again, discussions like that and a lot of learning tomorrow. Peterson Farm Seed Groundbreaker Field Days. Everything gets going about 10:30, huh?
Yep, 10:30. Yep.
All right. Super.
And if you're a little early, that's fine too.
All right. We'll see you then. Thank you so very much, Adam. Have a good night and a great day tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.